This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. For those who pay at Starbucks with their smartphones, the company is going to update its app. It'll let you give your barista a buck without having to pull out your wallet and drop a tip in an actual jar. And with so many people and businesses soliciting tips these days, see also the previous story about stagnating wages, knowing when and how much to give can be perplexing, as Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports.
Who to tip? How much to tip? These are questions that go back generations. At the end of the 19th century,
it was a huge controversy.
Andrew Haley is a history professor at the University of Southern Mississippi. He says middle-class diners wrote editorials against tipping. Some places outlawed it.
Six states passed anti-tipping laws in the early 20th century, and at least four other states were considering similar laws.
Over time, we got used to tipping and settled on some basic rules. Mike Lynn is a marketing professor at Cornell University School of Hotel Administration.
The norm is very clear. You tip 15 to 20% to waiters and waitresses.
As clear as it is, he says, a third of folks don't know it.
There are norms for tipping other service providers, but they're even less well-publicized and less well-known than the restaurant norm.
So what's the norm for a coffee house like Starbucks? Lynn pauses. He sighs.
I don't know.
Everyone I ask does something a little different. No tip, tip all the time, tip when they get food. It's possible the Starbucks app could start to set a norm. Halana Oakes is a professor at Lehigh University. She says if the app asks how much you want to tip, like the screens in the back of cabs do,
then it's a signal to you that you're required to tip, even if the service was poor.
And she says the more we're asked for a tip, the more likely we are to give one. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.